I think the greatest opportunity that the creation of an international convention or the articulation of the concept of indigenous peoples and their rights offers to indigenous peoples is the opportunity to create normative standards by which countries can be judged. Those normative standards are going to be effective regardless of whether they are included in a treaty or an international convention or not. The absence of standards or the treatment of indigenous peoples means that the countries cannot be compared with each other. Simply the fact that in the future it will be possible to compare the behavior of countries will inevitably have the result of raising the standard of behavior and raising the actual performance. The question then is going to be how fast and how far will this performance be raised? That's a question of how good we are at establishing and manipulating the system. If the indigenous peoples are good at establishing and maintaining a competition among nations for who gets the gold star for treating the indigenous people the best. If, on the other hand, they are led to rhetorical positions that are politically unrealistic, such as we want to be treated completely as nations and we don't want to be a part of the nations we're in, it's not the right time to be making those arguments because they run the risk of a backlash. I think the attention has to be on standards for the behavior of the countries within which indigenous peoples are located. To take American Indians as an example, we can make all the speeches we want about how we want our own membership in the United Nations, but in the meantime, if the Supreme Court of the United States is taking away the real power of tribal governments to govern themselves, then rhetoric about membership in the United Nations doesn't do you much good.